We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave in Arkansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, they fired their coach this weekend after they lost at home embarrassingly. Well, Western Kentucky beat him and they fired the guy.
Yes, Scotty, he deserved to be fired. He was pathetic. He's not the reason I'm calling, though. By the way, because you bet on sports for a living, I consider you to be very highly objective in that I called in after the conference game between KC and New England, and you know I made some comments about Andy Reid not being a great coach, and because I've never felt he was a great coach.
Right.
I laid the table for you, and you just kind of laid it all out and said, you know, he's never done anything, so forth and so on. Anyway, I heard last week somebody, an unnamed sports DJ, went on to say that Andy Reid is the second best coach in the league to Belichick. And I had to call in to this guy, and I said, I'm sorry, he's actually a very good seasoned coach, but he's not a great coach. And so I'm saying, what's the deal with people calling people great? I mean, great is supposed to be the very best.
Right.
And so the guy, he went on to say, well, you know, he's not won a championship, but he's done all these things for players, this and that. And he says, you mean to tell me your criteria for great is winning championships? And I said, yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is. He's wrong. You're right. And that's the end of it. There's nothing else to say. I mean, you cannot be called great and all you ever do is win regular season games and don't win Super Bowls and don't win playoff games. He's won a few. I won't deny it. I mean, he's been to NFC championships and Super Bowls, so I don't feel like you could argue that he's been a really good coach. I've said that before many times. I think that he's been, you know, really a fantastic character in the NFL, right? So, but that doesn't necessarily, segue into greatness. Greatness is guys that win it all and that, do it more than once, frankly. Winning one is just sometimes you get lucky. You know, Peterson won it for Philly and beat the, Patriots. And I think that was, really impressive. And the job he did in that Super Bowl was even, if you study what he did, the play calling was fantastic. And he actually outcoached Belichick. It was unbelievable. So that was a great start for him to have that Super Bowl under his belt. And then since then, it's kind of dried up for him, right? And now you ask yourself, will he ever win another one? Will he ever get back? Well, time will tell. But they have a very short fuse in Philly for coaches. If you don't win, they will not put up with it for long there. They get real sensitive. But I think he's a really good coach. But I'm not willing to say he's great because he had one great day. I think he's a really good coach that has had one great day. And then, to be great, you got to have a bunch of them, if you ask me. You got to have several, more than one. You cannot just have one. There's been guys that have won Super Bowls, and there are a lot of people that won't say they're great coaches. As I've said on this show a million times, in my opinion, there's really only one great coach in the NFL, and that's Belichick. That's it. Who else? Who else is great? Like, that is just absolutely standalone greatness. There's only one. That's it. Who else?
Nobody's in his territory.
You can't even, I think John Harbaugh is a really, really good coach. I think he's done a hell of a job in Baltimore. There's no way you can fire that guy. He's been a great coach. He really has. But, greatness is a different story altogether than being a great coach. I know that sounds crazy, but there's greatness and then there's being a great coach. He's been a great coach for the Baltimore Ravens. There's no denying that. And then Andy Reid's had a great career. There's no doubt that he's had a great career. But he's not, I don't believe, a great coach in terms of greatness because He just hasn't got it done and won the whole schmeal.
I don't think it's fair to the rest of the coaches in the league to, you know, nobody can be put in Belichick's class. The guy has done something that nobody else has done.
Even with the Giants, he did it.
Right, like he won rings as a defensive coordinator, and he's won, what, six by himself in New England? He's on another level. He's an all-time great. And then you go to the next level, and who's Hall of Fame? Who in the NFL is a Hall of Fame coach right now? Out of all the coaches, forget Belichick. He's in his own plane. First you have to go to the guys who have won Super Bowls, right? Is Pete Carroll? I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
I think Pete Carroll's been
it. Sean Payton?
You're talking about two guys that, you know.
We're talking also about guys who could still win another one and definitely.
Who do you think's better, coach? Pete Carroll or Sean Payton?
It's close. I think they're both really good coaches. What about Harbaugh? He's got a Super Bowl.
I'm willing to say that that's a fairly even race.
Is Andy Reid a Hall of Fame coach?
I think he'll get in the Hall of Fame.
There's only two guys,
but I don't think greatness, I'd put it with him.
There's only two guys, I think, in the modern Super Bowl era who are in the Hall of Fame that didn't win a Super Bowl. That's Marv Levy and Bud Grant, right? I think. I could be wrong, but
Marv Levy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Would you not put Andy Reid in the Hall of Fame?
He's got one Super Bowl appearance and he lost.
But he won
a billion championship games.
And like five or six of them.
He'll probably get in on the entire body of work, obviously.
I think he'll get in. The body of work. He's done so much for the league, so many coaches.
I mean, Levy went to four Super Bowls in a row and lost.
Right.
Bud Grant went to a bunch of Super Bowls.
Bud Grant deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. And I think Andy Reid will make it. And I think Sean Payton has done a great job. But to me, he's just like Harbaugh or, Tomlin's been to
two.
Not
every coach that's won a Super Bowl is in the Hall of Fame either.
Right.
So these guys that have won in the NFL right now, whether it be Tomlin, Peyton, Carroll, Harbaugh, a bunch of these guys who have won one Super Bowl, do they need another one, you know?
I'm just looking
Coughlin at Coughlin got that second one with
I'm
the Giants.
I'm just looking at the teams, and I'm literally – there is no one that I would even mention. The only guys that can even be mentioned are Tomlin, Harbaugh, that are coaching now. And I think Reed, you'd have to mention John Gruden because he's won one and he's done. Look what he's doing in Oakland. He's once again performing.
He's got
his
a Super
magic.
Bowl also.
He's got a Super Bowl also. But there's no one else.
Nobody else with multiple, right?
No one else you can even mention on this conversation. You cannot
There's a
mention.
Lot of young coaches.
Young
in the
coaches
league
now that don't deserve it. What do you think of Tomlin? He's never
he's
had
on
a
the
losing
same
season, and he's gone to the playoffs, what, eight times? And he's been to two Super Bowls. He won one.
I think all those guys in the league right now with one, they're all kind of on the same plane.
Right.
Whether it's him, Harbaugh, Peyton, Carroll, they're all on
good,
that same.
It's a really good question, though.
But nobody's in Belichick's stratosphere.
No one is even remotely in the same. They're not even in the same country.
Nope.
The same zip code.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.